experience, especially in sedentary populations like our own. That's exactly what you find. Exercise boosts brain power. That's brain rule number two. Exercisers outperform couch potatoes in long-term memory, reasoning, attention, and problem-solving tasks. I am convinced that integrating exercise into our 8 hours at work or school would only be normal. As you no doubt have noticed if you have ever sat through a typical PowerPoint presentation, people don't pay attention to boring things. That's brain rule number four. You've got seconds to grab someone's attention, and only about 10 minutes to keep it. At 9 minutes and 59 seconds, something must be done quickly, something emotional and relevant. Also, the brain needs a break. That's why I use stories in this book to make many of my points. Ever feel tired around 3 o'clock in the afternoon? That's because your brain really wants to take a nap. You might be more productive if you did. In one study, a 26-minute nap improved NASA pilots' performance by 34%. Even so, the brain isn't resting while it sleeps, but is surprisingly active. And whether you get enough rest affects your mental agility the next day. Sleep well, think well. That's brain rule number seven. We'll meet a man who can read 2 pages at the same time, one with each eye, and remember everything in the pages forever. Most of us do more forgetting than remembering, of course, and that's why we must repeat to remember. That's brain rule number five.